with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The search for those missing in catastrophic Texas floods resumes in some areas after a pause for rain.
State officials say 101 people remain missing, including 97 in Kerrville. The July 4th storm killed at least 132, including many children, and most of them in Kerrville, where officials are under scrutiny over warning systems and preparedness. Meanwhile, resident Greg Adkins is hard at work picking through his demolished home.
It's tough, but it's so much better than it could be. I've got so much to be grateful for.
I'm Julie Walker.
BBC correspondent Steve Rosenberg reports on Russia's reaction to President Trump's demand to end the war in Ukraine within 50 days.
Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov described Donald Trump's announcement about arms supplies to Ukraine and possible severe tariffs against Russia as a very serious one. The Kremlin, he added, would need time to analyze what had been said. He claimed that such decisions taken in Washington, Brussels, and in NATO countries were seen by Ukraine as a signal not for peace, but to continue the war. He made no mention of the fact that it was Russia that had invaded Ukraine.
Russia's pushing a summer offensive to break through a 620-mile front with its drones and missiles targeting Ukrainian cities. Dr. John MacArthur, pastor of Grace Community Church in Southern California and a leading spokesman for Reformed theology, has died of pneumonia at the age of 86. He was also speaker of the Grace to You radio ministry that began in 1969. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 436 points, the Nasdaq up by 37, the S&P down 24. This is SRN News. A look at what teenagers are saying about social media.
Adults have been worried about TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, etc. for some time, and apparently with good reason. A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds 48% of teens believe that social media is having a negative effect on them and their peers, while nearly half admit they spend far too much time on it. Experts have been warning for years that such platforms introduce kids to pornography, erode their self-esteem, and make them anxious. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is worried about Christians and other religious minorities in Kyrgyzstan. After two investigators visited the mostly Muslim nation in June, the commission is advising the State Department to place Kyrgyzstan on its special watch list. The legislature there recently passed a new religion law that is seen as a tool for persecuting all non-Muslims. This is SRN News. Inflation rose last month.
Inflation at its highest level in 4 months. As the cost of gas, food, and groceries rose, reversing several months of cooling price pressures. The Labor Department reports consumer prices rose 2.7% in June from a year earlier, up from the annual increase of 2.4% in May. On a monthly basis, prices climbed 0.3% from May to June after rising just 0.1% the previous month. John Scott reporting.
NVIDIA's CEO Jensen Huang says the technology giant has won approval from the Trump administration to sell its advanced H20 computer chips used for artificial intelligence to China. The company shared the news in a blog post late Monday, and Huang also spoke about it on China's state-run CGTN television network. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.